Unit 20. Task 4. Listen to this radio interview with Ros Jackson and follow the instructions in your student's book.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Hotline. Today we are looking at desktop publishing, and here to talk to us is Ros Jackson. Ros is a font software designer, and she's going to talk to us a bit about her job. Ros, what exactly is a font, and what is font software?
Well, a font is a set of characters which all have the same style, shape, and size. Font software is software that provides users with a range of fonts. For example, you might have Times Italic in 12-point. Times Italic is the name of the typeface, and 12-point refers to the size.
And who uses this kind of software?
It's mainly used by people using desktop publishing packages.
And what do they do with all these fonts?
Well, they choose one that communicates their message in the best way. For promotional leaflets and advertising of any kind, it's important to choose the right font, and we provide them with a good range.
And can you change the fonts in any way once you have them?
Oh, yes. With a font manipulation program, you can enlarge scalable fonts. You can stretch them, condense them, rotate them, do all kinds of things with them.
Now, you just mentioned scalable fonts. What are these exactly?
Well, they are fonts that you can change, as I've just described. You can alter their shape or size because they are stored as an outline, and this outline can be changed. They are much more flexible than bitmapped fonts, which can't be changed at all. This kind of font is stored as a whole image made up of dots, not just as an outline, and you get a distorted image of the font if you try to scale it.
And are there different types of scalable fonts produced by different companies?
There are two main formats, we call them, of scalable fonts. There's TrueType from Apple and Microsoft, and PostScript from Adobe Systems.
And what do you actually do in your job?
Well, I'm mainly involved in...